Sunday fun day is a work day here for the New Orleans Saints as they return to their headquarters and begin practice and start a new week here at Training Camp 2014. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. We have a lot of news to cover on this Sunday, and that's good news. I think most of the news is good news. But let's talk about practice in general as we take a look at some of the highlights from a nearly two-hour-long workout on Airline Drive. John, what stuck out as you watched the team go through it here in the humidity and under seemingly different conditions than we saw the first couple of weeks of camp?
Well, there's an acclimation process that's going on, and certainly they have to hydrate a little bit longer here. Coach Payton expected that, and you would expect it in this humidity. However, the good thing, number nine's back where he's supposed to be with the starting unit, with the number one unit, and he expects to play a lot this week.
We'll see if we'll hear from Drew Brees more in just a moment. Some big catches today, as you're seeing during the highlight pack. Maybe the most impressive was that of Marcus Colston today, but certainly other receivers did stand out. Good to see Kenny Stills working again as well. It was helmets and shoulder pads and shorts today for the New Orleans Saints. Okay, a lot of folks were wondering about the Sean Payton, Jimmy Graham situation. We got to hear both from Coach and Jimmy Graham after practice today.
Well, whatever the situation is, it was squashed. Pretty much, you know, they came to an agreement. Jimmy says he's not going to do anything to hurt the team. And certainly in the preseason, you don't like to see that kind of penalty, especially it's a mental error. But he says, look, I'm not going to hurt this team. And Coach Payton said, you know, what we said was private, but basically they've come to an understanding, and you don't expect this thing to go over.
All right. As we told you, they spoke to the media after practice today. Here's a little taste of what Coach Payton and Jimmy Graham had to say about what went on Friday night.
You know, he and I met, and listen, I'm his biggest fan, and, you know, I'm sure as we get going here, you know, that type of thing isn't going to be a problem. You know, rules are changing constantly, whether we like them or whether we voted for them or any of those things. But listen, he's outstanding. He'll be ready to go. And then what took place in the meeting would be between he and I.
Obviously, I would never do anything to hurt this team in the regular season, you know, because obviously the game is bigger than any individual or player. And, you know, I'm trying to win games. And that's really all I really care about. And, you know, so week one through however long we play, you know, I'm going to do what's best for the team.
All right, before we get to Drew Brees and his time with the media after practice today, one more thing here from Coach Payton talking about being back in Metairie and back in front of the home crowd and the adjustment that his team is making heading into this phase of training camp.
Well as could be expected, you know, obviously there's a temperature change. It's humid. And yet today, I say this, I mean, it can be hotter. We had cloud cover. So our practice usually after a game, our first one, is not as long. But we'll be smart, and the same thing I said in West Virginia, you know, the water breaks will be a little longer, they'll be a little bit more frequent here, different than maybe where they were for the last 3 weeks. But I thought overall they handled it well. It's going to be important that we stay hydrated and we take care of our legs, getting the cold tubs, all those things.
All right, so as John mentioned at the top, Drew Brees back in action today. We've seen him in action kind of progressively over the last several workouts, but John, it appears that all systems go now for number nine.
Well, he said he made all the throws pregame against the Titans, but it's different when you're in a game situation. He said arm angles, you're under a lot more duress, so you don't know if you can make those throws on the move. Now he feels a lot more comfortable with it. Interesting, though, that he did say that strained oblique, had it happened during the regular season, he would have had to miss games. He would have had to sit because it's an injury that grows progressively worse as you use it.
One of just a few interesting notes that Mr. Brees had for us today after the workout.
No, it was great. Great to be in front of the home fans again. Great to be back in New Orleans. Great to be home. I felt like the 3 weeks in West Virginia served us really well. I felt like we were able to accomplish a lot, and that was the ultimate goal. It was really to be able to get in a climate where, you know, we could get more work done, install maybe at a faster pace. I mean, really get a lot of reps and a lot of work under our belt, and I feel like we were able to accomplish that, which was the goal. And now we're back home, so kind of get used to these conditions, these elements again. But, you know, as you approach that third preseason game, you know, this is really kind of the final dress rehearsal for the season. So this is when, you know, the season becomes very imminent.
John, it's worth noting that Drew Brees did work behind what seemed to be the fully intact starting offensive line today as well.
Yeah, it's good to have Jari Evans back, Ben Groves back. Those guys have not participated in any games this preseason. However, it looks like they're going to be a full go for this third preseason game in Indianapolis. Drew Brees pretty much said what we expected. It's a dress rehearsal. So you expect the starters to be in at least a half, especially if they're efficient offensively. If they're inefficient, it might go a little bit longer.
All right, let's clean up the good news on the injury front, because there was a little bit more of it, and John, it pertains to the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't see a lot of Keenan Lewis out on the field. That means a lot of more Stanley Jean-Baptiste. However, Jarris Byrd, the safety, is supposed to be a full go tomorrow, so we'll see how he reacts in team drills. He has been cleared medically completely, so he should be able to give it a go.
Great news. Can't wait to see number 31 out there in the black jersey tomorrow afternoon as it stands right now. We should probably pass that along to you. The practice is open to the public, weather permitting, tomorrow, but instead of an 8:50 start time, the team will work from 11 until about 1:30 tomorrow. That schedule holds true for Tuesday and Thursday as well. Everything's still on plan, or I guess on time, for the Mandeville workout at Mandeville High School on Wednesday night. We'll have more details on that as we get a little bit closer. But note the schedule change. It's all there for you at NewOrleansSaints.com, including a lot of work from John later tonight on the website. And, of course, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning before practice with a morning report and a black and blue report scheduled to go for Monday. Stay tuned for that. We're going to hear not only from Kenny Vaccaro tomorrow, but John Stinchcomb and Frank Caliendo on black and blue report tomorrow. Should be a good time. For John DeShazer and Justin Stout, Sean Kelly here on the practice fields of the New Orleans Saints headquarters in Metairie. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night.